You're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio. I'm Kelly, and thank you so much for hanging out with me today. It is a beautiful day, but as usual, we have to be weather aware in Oklahoma, or wherever you are, actually, because Oklahoma is not like the hot spot anymore. Like, we're not like Mother Nature's most hated anymore. And for those of you who are now, all we can say is be prepared. But that doesn't mean that she likes us. She doesn't, she really, Mother Nature does not like us. And I'll tell you why. Because last night, it was like 115% humidity in the air. Like, we're in this really weird place where, like, a couple of days ago, I had my heater on. And then it gets too hot and you have to turn it off. And then you want to open your windows, but you can't because you live in town and it's a huge cluster shag. So, yeah, we're all suffering. And instead of like Tornado Alley, it feels like we're in the bayou, Mio Mayo. So it's, I don't know if this is any indication of how our weather is going to be for the rest of the summer, but it's already, dare I say, almost unbearable. And so we'll just see how it goes. But wherever you are, whatever you're doing, please be safe and be weather aware. This is on our social media pages, and this is from KOCO5 News. And it says, another marijuana bust. Agents with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics shut down another Logan County marijuana farm, they said, that is tied to a criminal organization cultivating black market marijuana. They said, an Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics spokesperson said, this was another piece of an ongoing investigation targeting criminals moving thousands of pounds of marijuana onto the streets while hiding behind a state medical marijuana license. Multiple people are facing charges as this investigation continues. So that happened earlier, like yesterday. So I haven't seen anything else so far. But to look at the pictures, okay, and please keep in mind, over the years, and now, yes, over the years, I've seen several grows of all kinds. Home grows, outdoor grows, greenhouse grows, commercial grows, all kinds of different ways people do it, right? And I'm looking at this particular grow, and I have a lot of questions. And you can see this on our social media pages. Is this the whole grow that they're showing? Because it doesn't look like a very big one. And what I would really like to know is how the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics defines black market. I think whatever's not legal, right? But I would think that there would be layers to it, no? Like, is it black or white, or it's just like I said, these, and while these plants are tall and healthy, I mean, I don't know that the yield from this particular grow would be that substantial. And again, I don't know if these are the only pictures that they were allowed to release, or there are other pictures that are considered evidence and we can't give you all the information of the investigation or whatever. Okay. Again, but this seems excessive, and I'll tell you why. So these plants, these marijuana plants that they have, they're like in 12-inch diameter pots, and I know what that means. Okay, so, you know, that's not very big. each pot only has like one plant. Okay. So they're not really very big, right? They're not going to grow really huge in that pot. They'll grow tall, but you know, I mean, they're only going to grow so big in a pot like that, right? Right. Okay. Their stalks, you know, I don't guess they would necessarily be that thick in a pot that size. So riddle me this. Why, oh why, did they have a chainsaw, like, mowing down these plants? As soon as I saw it, I was like, a chainsaw? Like you could get the pruners that you get for a rose bush, you know, those really thick ones, or even a bolt cutter. Like, you could have taken those plants down. You could have taken those plants down really easily, right? Like, with those simple tools. I don't know that it's necessary to get like a huge chainsaw out there. And I mean, but we know how these Oklahoma, you know, rural county deputies love their photo ops and love to pose by these things like they're really doing something. So, I mean, this dude, go look at it. Go look at it on our social media pages. Like, he has a chainsaw and he's like mowing down these marijuana plants. Like, that's, to me, it's excessive. To me, that's somebody who has absolutely zero knowledge of a lot of things, but namely, like, you don't need a chainsaw for that dude. And if they're that unaware and uneducated about the things that they're supposed to be doing, and y'all get me right, please, I don't have to say it. So but yeah, Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics, another bust, I guess. Like, are people bringing it in? Are people growing it here to take it out? You see what I'm saying? Like, they're saying like, oh, well, they're shipping it in here illegally on the black market. And, but how do we define the black market? Because there are so many Colorado companies that have set up here in Oklahoma since 788 was passed. And so I guess I just don't know how that works, like with the harvest, and can you grow here and take to your store? And I mean, I'm sure the answer is no, but I think that we have a lack of understanding of how it really works, especially when you're talking about these corporate dispensaries. I'm not even going to call them pharmacies because they don't really deal with patient care like a lot of the smaller pharmacies do, who know their patients and kind of know their ailments and things like that. Like, to me, at some point, the corporatocracy would take over and would make it less personable. And I feel like that patients see that here in Oklahoma. But it's like I said, I think that we really need to take caution in how we're looking at this. And we need to remember that 788 was only passed in 2018. This is still brand new. Everything about it is still brand new. And we need to really look at these different things that are being voted on by our legislature and see how those affect 788 and patient access to what they need to feel better. And so it's like I said, I'm really curious to understand more about what constitutes a black market, the black market marijuana, you know, sales. I don't even really know why you would even do that part of it. It's really suspicious and it's really strange to me. So hopefully we'll have more information on this story as it unfolds and really see. But again, I think the most excessive thing to me was the deputy and his photo op mowing down these poor plants with a chainsaw. And that was just completely unnecessary. But hey, go look at it for yourselves. Make your comments. Just remember, no hate speech is allowed. So, and you can say whatever you want without hate speech, right? We can all do it. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are Indigenous, we're independent, and you're listening to Them Damn Indians on Talk Jive Radio.